Okay, so say you're feeling kind of, disconnected, and you come across this guy, Ryan Windsor. Maybe his podcast, maybe his book, Embrace Solitude. He's got the whole website, big promises about like combating loneliness and all. But you're like, is this for real? Is this guy legit? And that, my friend, is why we're
I
here.
like it.
We're doing a deep dive on Ryan Windsor, see if his approach is, the right fit for you.
Well, the interesting thing about Windsor is he doesn't shy away from being vulnerable, like right out of the gate in Embrace Solitude. He details his own struggles with loneliness and not just like, oh, I felt lonely sometime, but like deep-seated, even within relationships, his family.
Like he doesn't have that whole I've got it all figured out self-help guru facade,
Exactly.
He talks about like feeling like an alien in his own home growing up, not connecting with what other kids were into, and then later on experiencing infidelity in his marriage, which is like that's heavy stuff.
Heavy stuff. And instead of like burying it, he uses it as fuel, It's almost like he's saying, look, I've been there. I've stared down the abyss of loneliness, and I came out the other side. Let me show you how.
Okay, so less about Windsor's, personal journey and more about like what he's actually suggesting people do, because the book is structured almost like a workbook, right? With exercises, questions. Did any of those like jump out at you?
Oh, absolutely. One of the first things he tackles is this difference between like loneliness and solitude. He argues that solitude, choosing to be alone, that's actually a positive state.
Interesting.
It's about self-reflection, tapping into creativity, all that.
Okay, but how do you get there? Because it's one thing to say embrace solitude. It's a whole other thing to actually enjoy being alone when you're used to feeling lonely.
Especially after experiences like he's describing. That's where these practical exercises come in. He's very big on journaling, like asking yourself really specific questions. What triggers your loneliness? What brings you joy? How do you even talk to yourself when you're feeling down? He's got a whole worksheet section in Embrace Solitude.
Which I gotta say, some self-help books just skip right over that.
Totally.
They're all about these big concepts, but not like, what do you do with it?
Exactly. Windsor gets that. He even encourages readers treat Embrace Solitude like a workbook.
Oh, interesting.
Write in the margins, highlight, make it your own.
So not just reading, but like
Give it like
actively
challenging.
engaging with it.
Yes.
I like that.
He even has a section called Welcome to My Notes with blank pages,
Oh, wow.
for you to jot down thoughts. Almost like he knew people would need that space to process. And I think this is where we see the first layer of like what's potentially different. He's combining this inner work with outer action. So, for example, alongside the journaling, he's also huge on finding your passion.
Giving back through volunteering.
Interesting. So it's not just about learning to be okay on your own, but building a life that feels like meaningful, connected to
Something bigger than yourself.
something bigger. Okay, I like that.
Exactly. Tackling it on multiple fronts.
He also throws around these terms, though, like law of attraction, visualization. Might sound a little woo-woo to some
But
people.
yeah, I mean, some people hear that and they're like, is this guy for real?
Exactly.
But he presents these not as like magic solutions. They're tools for shifting your mindset. Like that whole thing about Jim Carrey writing himself a $10 million check before he was famous. Windsor uses that in the book.
And he talks about things like creating a vision board and daily
It's
affirmations.
about actively shaping your reality, not being a victim.
Not just like hoping and wishing, but like actually taking control. And that's where it gets interesting because he combines these more esoteric concepts with very grounded practical advice.
So it's not all just like airy-fairy good vibes only. He acknowledges that change takes work, consistency,
Effort.
effort, and a willingness to like face those inner demons. I mean, he titled his book Embrace Solitude, not, ignore your problems.
Which is refreshing because let's be honest, sometimes self-help can get a little too toxic positivity. Like, it's okay to not be okay. And Windsor seems to get that. He's like, it's okay to feel lonely. It's human. But let's figure out what's underneath that and see if we can shift it.
I like that distinction. Yeah. It's not a flaw. It's a signal.
Yeah.
Like, hey, something might be off.
100%.
Yeah.
And it's clear he's done his own work.
Yeah. He's not just like talking the talk. He's walking the walk.
Right.
I mean, he's built this whole career on these principles and it seems to be working. He's got the books, the podcast, even sells courses.
Which, you know, some people might be cynical about.
Oh, yeah.
You see that? They're like, oh, here we go. Another guru trying to sell me something.
Right. Right. But gotta say, having like dug into his stuff,
yeah,
there is a sincerity there that makes me think he genuinely wants to help people.
Agreed.
Yeah.
It's not just about the money for him.
Yeah.
He's always encouraging people, like, connect on social media, share your stories, offers free resources on his website. It's clear he's built a community, and that's not something you can fake.
Okay, so we've established, like, sincere dude seems to have this blend of practical advice with, you know, shall we say, unconventional techniques.
Right.
But let's get into the specifics, because I'm curious about this law of attraction thing.
Okay.
And how he ties it to loneliness.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing to, like, manifest a new car, right?
Right.
Can you really attract your way out of feeling alone?
That's the question a lot of people have.
Yeah.
And it's something he addresses head on. He argues it's not about manifesting material possessions. Oh. It's about aligning your energy with the experiences you want, including feeling loved, connected, fulfilled. But how does that actually work? We'll unpack that right after this.
All right. So aligning your energy to combat loneliness.
Hmm.
I got to be honest. Yeah. That sounds a little out there, even for like self-help junkies.
Right.
How do you even align your energy with like feeling less lonely?
Mm-hmm.
Do you just like sit on your couch and think really, really hard about having friends?
Well, not quite. Windsor would say it's more about understanding that like your thoughts create your reality.
Okay.
He's a big Bob Proctor fan.
Right, right.
You know, all about paradigms, those beliefs we hold that shape how we see everything.
Right. And Proctor always said thoughts become things. But how does that apply to like loneliness?
Yeah.
Because if I'm constantly thinking, I'm lonely, I have no friends, nobody gets me, am I just like attracting more loneliness into my life?
That's exactly what Windsor would say is happening, unfortunately.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, he argues when you dwell on those negative thoughts, feeling lonely, unworthy, unlovable, all of that, you actually attract more of those experiences.
So it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe you're destined to be alone, you're more likely to just like not even try to connect.
Exactly.
You already decided it's pointless.
It's not always a conscious choice.
Yeah.
You know, but those limiting beliefs.
Yeah.
They can really sabotage you. And that's where that second principle of the law of attraction comes in. Shifting your mindset.
Okay. Easier said than done, though.
All right. Absolutely.
Especially when you're in that like down place, disconnected. Where do you even start to shift those thoughts?
Well, Windsor suggests a few things. He's big on affirmations.
Okay.
Those positive statements you repeat, like, I am worthy of love, or I'm open to new connections.
But do those really work? Or is it just, like, positive thinking?
Yeah.
Can you really just think your way out of loneliness?
See, that's the thing. It's not just about thinking positive thoughts. Windsor's big on this point. Affirmations are most powerful when they're paired with aligned action.
So it's not enough to just, like, say you're open to connections. You actually have to go out and meet people.
Exactly. Think of it this way. Your actions are the brushstrokes.
Okay.
And your beliefs are like the colors on your palette.
Got it.
So to paint the life you want, those brushstrokes need to be guided by actually believing in the colors you're using, you know?
That's a good analogy. So it's not about passively wishing. It's about
taking action.
Taking those steps. Which actually reminds me, he also talks about this whole quantum healing thing.
Okay.
Even spells it with two T's.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Claims it's like, based on quantum physics, gotta be honest, I'm a little skeptical.
Double T, we see you, Orion.
Yeah,
it can sound a little out there.
Right.
And his explanation on his website, it's a bit vague, not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Talks about tapping into the infinite energy of the universe and like aligning your vibrations.
Right, very.
Energetic.
Energetic.
But to his credit, he brings it back to action.
Okay.
He's clear that quantum healing, it's not about sitting around waiting for miracles.
Right.
You're still actively creating the life you want.
So less about wishing and hoping, more about the doing.
Exactly. And that's where I think his approach, even with the, you know, more spiritual elements,
yeah,
it can be really valuable. He doesn't shy away from the fact that personal growth takes work.
Right.
It's not just your thoughts. It's your actions, your habits. It's everything.
It's our whole approach. Yeah.
Right.
Which, I mean, that takes effort, takes consistency.
On being willing to get uncomfortable.
Yeah, get out of that comfort zone.
Which, you know, to his credit, he does talk about all of that.
He does.
He's very clear. There's no shortcuts.
There's no magic solution.
Right. Overcoming loneliness, finding fulfillment. It's an ongoing process.
It's a journey, yeah. So what happens if someone's listening to this right now and they're like, okay, I'm intrigued, but where do I even start?
That's a great question. And luckily, Windsor outlines a pretty clear path.
Okay.
He believes that first step is self-awareness.
Self-awareness. Okay.
Remember that welcome to my notes section.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great place to start.
So use the book as that workbook, but what does that look like in action?
Well, he's got tons of journaling prompts, questions specifically designed to help you understand, like, the root of your loneliness.
Okay.
For example, he asks, what are the primary sources of my loneliness? How do I currently cope when I'm feeling lonely?
Yeah.
And maybe most importantly, what brings me joy? What are my hobbies? What makes me feel fulfilled?
So it's getting curious about your own patterns.
That's it.
Not judging yourself, but like, okay, where is this coming from?
Exactly. He believes that once you understand the root of it,
yeah,
you can address it in a much more targeted, effective way.
It's like going to the doctor, right?
Exactly.
You wouldn't want them to just prescribe medication without figuring out what's wrong.
100%. Well, you need a diagnosis before the treatment plan.
Right, exactly.
And in this case, the diagnosis is understanding your own relationship with loneliness.
Okay.
Then you can explore which tools, which techniques are going to actually be helpful.
Which brings us back to those, like, daily nurturing practices he talks about.
Yeah.
Because he's all about creating these small, consistent actions that help cultivate self-love, gratitude, a more positive mindset.
It's about designing a life that feels good on a daily basis, not waiting for some big change to happen.
Yeah, not that someday mentality, but like right now.
Exactly. He believes that when you feel good inside, it shows up outside.
Right.
And the reverse is true too. When you surround yourself with beauty, with joy, with connection, it's harder to feel chronically lonely.
It's like that two-way street. Our inner world affects our outer world and vice versa.
100%.
But what do these practices actually look like?
Well, one of the simplest but most powerful is gratitude. He loves the gratitude journal.
Right, but we've all heard about gratitude journals. Anything unique about how he approaches that?
He does add a twist. He says, go beyond just listing things you're grateful for.
Okay.
Like, dig deeper. Ask yourself why you're grateful.
Oh, interesting.
How do those things make you feel? It's not a checklist. It's about connecting with that feeling.
Connecting with the feeling. Okay. What else?
Affirmations. Huge one. We already touched on those. Mm-hmm. He gives tons of examples in Embrace Solitude, but he also encourages you to make your own.
Oh, that's cool. So you're personalizing it, making it your own.
Exactly. He gives you the framework, but you choose the words.
I like that. It's about like taking ownership.
Yes.
Okay. So gratitude, affirmations, anything else in that daily practice?
Meditation. Specifically, mindfulness meditation.
Okay.
He's got a whole chapter in Embrace Solitude called Meditation for Connection. He argues that meditation, especially mindfulness, helps calm your nervous system, reduces stress, and just makes you more self-aware.
Yeah. Which, I mean, when you're trying to overcome loneliness, those are all good things.
Exactly. They're crucial.
But I think for people who are new to meditation, it can feel a little intimidating.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Which he recommends starting small.
Okay.
Like just a few minutes every day.
Yeah.
Increase it gradually. And he also says there's no right way to do it.
Oh, good.
Find what works for you.
Yeah.
Be patient.
No pressure to be the Dalai Lama on day one.
Exactly. Even a few minutes of just mindful breathing.
Yeah.
It can make a difference. And the more you practice, the easier it gets to access that, like, yeah, inner peace. And then, you know, that translates into feeling more at ease socially, too.
Right. It ripples out.
Exactly.
Okay. So gratitude, affirmations, meditation, all that good inner work.
Right.
But we were also talking about outer action.
Yes.
Because he emphasizes physical wellness, creative outlets, building your support system, all that good stuff.
He does. And those are all part of that, like, holistic approach.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He sees all these things as connected.
Like pieces of a puzzle. Let's break them down because I think people are eager to hear some action items.
Yeah.
Okay, so outer action, the stuff we can do to combat loneliness beyond the inner work. First up, physical wellness. We know exercise is good for us, but how does that tie into feeling less lonely?
Well, I mean, purely chemically, when we exercise, our brains release endorphins.
Right.
those mood-boosting chemicals. Hard to feel down when you've got that post-workout glow.
Right. It's not just about fitting into your skinny jeans.
Exactly. Windsor would say it's about feeling good in your own skin.
Okay.
And when you feel physically healthy,
yeah,
you know, vibrant, you naturally project more confidence.
Right.
Which, you know, can make you more likely to put yourself out there socially.
It's like that inner confidence kind of spills over into how you interact with others.
Precisely. And again, it's not about vanity. It's self-care. You're basically, when you prioritize your well-being,
yeah,
you're sending a message. I am worthy of this. I'm worthy of care. And that can shift how you approach everything.
Makes sense. Now, what about creative outlets? How do those play into this whole overcoming loneliness thing?
Think of creativity as another form of self-expression.
Okay.
It's how we tap into our inner world,
yeah,
and communicate it, you know, outwardly.
Right.
So whether it's painting, writing, music, even gardening,
yeah,
these things can be so therapeutic.
Yeah.
They help you process your emotions, make sense of experiences, or even just enjoy the act of creation itself.
Right. Sometimes it's easier to, like, express yourself through art than through words.
Absolutely.
And when you're feeling lonely, having that outlet, it can be huge.
Absolutely. It's about, yeah, channeling your energy into something positive, productive.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Creativity, it doesn't mean you have to be the next Picasso.
Right.
It's about finding what sparks your joy.
So it could be like knitting or breakdancing or,
exactly,
baking sourdough bread, whatever. As long as it like lights you up.
100%.
Yeah.
Find what resonates with you, what makes you feel alive.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, that's contagious. That passion, it draws people in, creates connections.
I like that a lot. All right, let's talk about the big one, building a support system. Because even if you're doing all this inner work, you know, having people in your corner, it makes a difference.
It makes all the difference. And Windsor, he dedicates a lot of space in his book to this.
Yeah.
And he goes beyond the usual join a club advice.
Yeah.
He talks about giving back, volunteering, helping others.
Right, because sometimes the best way to feel less lonely is to, like, get out of your head and focus on connecting with others,
yeah,
making a difference. It's like that whole helper's high.
100%.
Yeah.
When you shift your focus from your own problems to helping others, you feel a sense of purpose.
Right.
But you're also opening yourself up to meeting people who share your values.
So win-win. You're making a difference and expanding your social circle.
Exactly. And he gives, like, really practical advice for finding opportunities that actually interest you.
Okay, you're good.
It's not about forcing yourself to do something you hate. Find something you genuinely connect with.
Okay, so we've got volunteering. But what about nurturing those relationships we already have? Because overcoming loneliness, it's not just about making new friends. It's about, like, deepening the connections we already have.
That's such a good point. And he talks about this, about the importance of setting healthy boundaries.
Okay, boundaries.
It's okay to say no to things that drain you and prioritize the people who uplift you.
That's so important. It's not selfish to have boundaries.
It's self-care. And he encourages people, be proactive. Reach out to loved ones.
Okay.
Even if it's just a quick phone call, you know, grab coffee.
Yeah.
Make those connections a priority. Don't wait for them to happen.
Right. Those little moments, they make a big difference in how we feel overall.
Huge.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing to talk about all this, but I think it's helpful to hear about people who've actually done it.
Totally. Does Windsor offer that in his book?
He does. He shares a lot of stories from his own life, but also people he's met. One that stuck with me was about this woman. He calls her Sarah.
Single mom. Struggling with loneliness, money problems, just feeling stuck.
Oof. Yeah. Relatable.
Right. She'd tried everything. Therapy, support groups. Nothing was really working.
So how'd Windsor's approach help her?
Well, it wasn't overnight.
Okay.
She didn't just read the book and her life was magically transformed.
Right.
But she started incorporating the suggestions, okay, the journaling, the affirmations, the meditation, and slowly things started to change.
Like what? Give us the good stuff.
Well, she started feeling more confident.
Okay.
More empowered. Started setting healthier boundaries in her relationships, which was huge for her.
Nice.
And here's the cool part. She discovered this passion for painting.
Oh, wow.
Started volunteering at an animal shelter, which she loved.
Oh, that's great. So she turned her life around.
She did. And it started with that decision, to choose a different path, to believe in herself, and to take those actions.
Wow.
It's powerful. It shows that change is possible for anyone willing to put in the work.
So inspiring. Okay, so we covered a lot today. We did.
Explored Orion Windsor's whole approach, from the unconventional, that quantum healing anyone,
right,
to the very practical. But does he offer something like truly unique, or is this just another self-help book?
Honestly, I think he offers something really valuable.
Okay.
He blends practicality with spirituality. He's honest about his own struggles.
Yeah.
And he walks the walk. But maybe most importantly, he emphasizes that overcoming loneliness isn't about achieving like perfect happiness,
right?
Constant connection. Mm. It's about embracing it all.
Okay.
Even the messy, the hard, the lonely parts.
That's so good. It's not about erasing loneliness. It's about changing how we relate to it.
100%.
Yeah.
It's about recognizing that feeling, those lonely feelings. They're often signposts.
I like that. Signposts.
Yeah. Pointing us to what needs attention.
So if you're feeling lonely, don't judge yourself.
Please don't.
Get curious. Ask yourself, what is this trying to tell me? What needs to change? And then, you know, take action.
Exactly. One step at a time. And you're not alone. Reach out. Connect. You have the power to create a life you love. A life full of meaning, connection.
That's beautifully said. And to our listeners, we hope this deep dive into Orion Windsor's work has given you some things to think about.
Yes.
Maybe even sparked a little hope. Remember, even in solitude, you can find strength. You can find clarity. And ultimately, you can find connection.